Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
It's Richie in for Jamar. And it's there's this great story from Switzerland recently. I got to tell you about this. The Patrouille Suisse, which is kind of like the Switzerland snowbirds. You know, the planes, acrobatic planes.
Mm-hmm.
So they were supposed to fly over the town of Langenbruck to honor the 100th anniversary of the death of Oscar Bider, who was a Swiss flying pioneer. He was the first guy, first person, period, to fly over the Alps in both directions. And he did that back in 1913 when he was only 22 years old.
Wow.
So,
good for him.
An airplane pioneer.
To be honored.
A flight pioneer, yeah. So they were going to do a flyby.
Sure.
So the squadron leader sees a tent set up about 6 kilometers from where they've taken off. And he tells everybody, let's go. There's the tents. Let's fly by there.
Let's do it. That's where that's where the party's happening.
There was a party happening there, but it wasn't for Oscar Bider. It happened to be the 31st Northwest Yodeling Festival.
I don't know what to do. All I do is say bye.
Can you imagine getting your yodel on and then a team of jetsums comes screaming by?
That is too much. That was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Good Lord, that's funny.
So
they've been practicing all this time and all of a sudden this happens. Oh my gosh. What happened after that?
Well, what I can't believe is that the jets didn't have GPS.
Wow.
Yeah. That was one of the main things that they mentioned. That's how they managed to make the mistake. They were flying by eye.
Oh, okay.
So there's a tent. That's got to be the celebration.
That's got to be
Let's
it.
Let's go.
Meanwhile, you know.
Oh, no.
Is that the yodeling they do over in Switzerland? That's my other question.
That sounds like a slightly adjusted, like North Americanized version.
I think that sounds like the, you know, Pennsylvania Appalachians. I'm just saying. But, you know, the deal is it's.
what's the one from Santa Music?
Ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
High on a hill, there's a lowly goat.
Where are those fighter jets?
I don't know. That's what I was. I need my coffee. That is too much fun. Okay. Well
Very
done.
Good.
Well done. Location.
Especially well
location,
done.
Location.
Ah, the Patrouille Swiss. Relationships aren't always easy.
No, they're not.
And some people can get scared quite easily by what they think are red flags.
Yeah.
But sometimes those red flags are actually quite normal behaviors or nothing worth throwing a red flag up over.
Like?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so.
So, like something like letting things go unresolved. Like, you don't have to try and find a solution to every single issue that you guys disagree about. That can be kind of exhausting. Right. So sometimes if you try and resolve everything, you just end up fighting more.
Yeah. Sometimes when you negotiate, well, let's put it this way, someone loses.
Exactly.
Let's negotiate this. Well, again, someone's going to lose, right?
Sometimes it's okay to just let things go.
How easy am I to get along with? Well, you're going to lose and I'm going to win, maybe. Yeah.
You're not a letter go of things?
Yeah, I am a letter go. You know, my mother used to say there's big fires and little fires. If you let a whole bunch of little fires happen, then a big fire is going to happen. So you got to kind of pay attention to those things.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the big fire because that would be bad.
Big fires are bad.
Big fires are bad. And big fires are like, you know, when you're really angry with somebody you're married to, for example, which I am not, but if you are, you never say, this is the end of our marriage. You say, this is our relationship's in trouble. Because once you put the word marriage into that conversation, that is threatening. It's just the relationship that needs a little tweaking. You're married already.
Speaking of threatening.
Yeah.
How would you feel if I said a red flag that is actually normal is feeling attracted to other people?
I think that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's normal, everybody? Is everybody weighing in on this, or am I the only one?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think it would be super unrealistic to assume that once you were in a relationship with somebody, that you're never going to find anybody else attractive.
Right. You know, if you keep your eyes on that woman, and I'm talking to you, and I walk away from you, and then you let your eyes off that woman, and I've walked away from you, there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't make life hard for yourself about it, but you can be attracted to other people.
I think that's normal. You know,
my girlfriend certainly has eyes for Keanu Reeves.
Oh, well, okay.
I got to tell you.
You're kind of Keanu Reeves-ish.
Maybe that's
a little bit of, yeah, I can see that. But if you had long black hair, I could see that. But
so
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Just don't act on it.
No, but the thing is, it's not about movie stars. It's about regular people. Mm-hmm. When you're walking in downtown Toronto and you're walking hand in hand with your partner, he or she looks at somebody and they keep their eyes on. Do it quietly. Do it so that you don't make the other person feel insecure.
Sometimes I like to make fun of it, though. Like
I've done that too.
If your like significant other is really obviously checking someone out, I think it's funny.
Yeah,
it is kind of funny.
I don't get upset. No. I don't get upset. I just kind of go. I don't know. I've walked away from my husband.
Really?
He goes, "Where are you?" I go, "Well, I'm just waiting. Well, just give me some quiet time. Let me know when you want to talk to me again."
Just elbow on the bar, having a drink, watching him go.
Another thing that a lot of people consider a red flag, which is actually quite normal, is to criticize your partner, as long as it's constructive and you're nice about it.
Oh, don't be passive aggressive with it, though. Give me a good example of that, Richie. I don't put the dishes away.
The little air checks I get when I get home from work.
What do you mean? Tell me.
What?
Tell me. Oh, you're going to get a big one today. Does she correct you on some of the stuff that you say on the air?
Yeah, she tells me some things that I could do better.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. She's nice about it, though. Most of the time.
What was like yesterday's criticism?
Richie, do you ask or do you just walk into this?
Yesterday's was, she didn't get my Mickey Mouse joke.
Well, and most of them didn't, but I did.
It's just silly little things like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes you start to sound a little high-voiced and excited. I don't know what she's talking about.
That's very funny. Yeah. It's like the opposite of the criticism I would get.
What would your criticism be?
Low-voiced and unenthused.
We'll leave it at that. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. So, don't sweat it, basically. There are red flags, but those few that we talked about, you're probably okay with those.
Okay.
There's a big election coming up in October. However, what we want to talk about today is what your potential 2019 election slogan is going to be. It's easy to figure out. All you have to do is use your last name, the year 2019, and your slogan is the last text message you sent. For example, Favolero 2019. Where'd you go?
That's a great campaign slogan. Caitlin Green.
Green 2019. I'm exhausted, lol.
Dennis 2019. On my way.
On my way.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was my message to my son this morning because I was running late.
You get my vote.
Marilyn, someone should take that.
On my way. What about you, Curtis?
Pepetti 2019, LOL, I don't understand.
Jack, what about yours? Did you look yours up? Jack, do you even tweet, text?
Nope. He strikes me as a guy who has a flip phone.
No intern? No.
He's incapacitated.
He is.
Trying to figure out this mic.
Yeah, that's a microphone. Okay, so what? Okay, last name, 2019, what's your last text? To anybody. Do you have your phone with you?
I don't have my Twitter downloaded on my phone because I don't have enough storage.
Your text. Did you text somebody
or
on the phone?
A text message.
Your last text message. Yeah, not Twitter.
I think he's trying to avoid telling us that it's not safe to say on the air.
Oh, it could be.
So it's your last name. Go ahead. Give me your last name.
My last name?
What's your last name?
Olmstead.
2019. And what's the last text that you
sent?
Out?
Oh my gosh.
Just do it, Jack. Jack, you're killing me.
I'm killing myself over here.
He can't say it on the air. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
All right.
Maybe
well, putting on the spot. Okay.
Maybe it's just a photo. Who knows?
Maybe it's a photo.
Just say we the North.
So what is your potential campaign slogan for 2019? We want to know. Share with us on Twitter at Chum1045. You can text it to us at 104536. All you got to do, put your last name, the year 2019, and whatever the last text message that you sent was, that will be your slogan. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be some funny ones
out
there.
It says text or Twitter, but I think text is better than Twitter. Text is better than Twitter.
Sure.
Yeah, do text. I mean, you know, because I think that's more personal. Because you know what, Jack? I'm going to come over and look at that phone of yours, okay?
Someone just texted us and said that theirs would be Keat 2019, and I have a car.
Talking about what your potential campaign slogan would be for 2019 if you were running, and all you have to do to figure it out is use your last name, the year 2019, and the last text message you sent. Mm-hmm. And we are getting some good ones texted into 104536. For example, Mitchell 2019. Right?
That's it.
Or potentially this one, Cross 2019. Well, hot damn.
See, that's like a good slogan to me.
That is a good slogan.
Okay. Here's another one.
Oh, okay. Roy, 2019. Yep.
I like this one. Garrick, 2019. Infections grow.
All right. This is your slogan, your campaign slogan. Your last name, 2019, and the last text that you made, that you sent.
Marilyn, what was yours again?
Oh, my gosh. Dennis, 2019, on my way.
I like this one.
And that was kind of like I was
T-shirt
picking up
worthy.
My son. Yeah, it was T-shirt worthy. On my way. Okay.
This one is Martinez, 2019. I'm here, baby.
This one reads, Benoit, 2019. I understand you got a lot on the go.
I kind of like
that.
Is
it my right?
That, I like that one.
Yeah. Jenna, 2019. Sure, go have fun. Although that could
I like
be
the inflection that he's putting in.
I was just going to say, does anyone does anyone recognize
you're like Kawhi. Do it the way Kawhi would do it. Jenna, 2019. Go ahead.
Sure, go have fun.
But do you notice the voice of the social when Richie reads this?
Yes, today
no.
on the social.
Diaz, 2019. We all live a life of lies.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Miller, 2019. I did not feed the cats. I also forgot my lunch.
I like this game. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Another couple here. Tosh, 2019. Mm-hmm. I don't drink bubbly. I drink La Croix.
Oh, okay.
Fancy.
That is fancy. Got another one, guys? One more to go?
Yeah, sure. How about Wood, 2019? Want to take bets on how many pass out?
Wood, 2019, want to take that
I have questions that? For Mr. Wood
yes.
or Mrs. Right. Wood
All
about
right.
that last text. And this one was Susan, 2019. You may need your wallet for that.
There you go.
Your
you
campaign go.
That's a very
slogan.
Honest election
Listen,
campaign
Listen, this is
slogan.
Good. You should do that at your office today or, you know, wherever you are with a bunch of people and just kind of throw that. Your last name, 2019, your slogan is the last text that you made. And whatever goes, goes.
Whatever
could
goes, goes.
It could change every 5 minutes, as you
we,
know.
We finally, by the way, thanks to Tyrone, got Jack to reveal what his was.
Jack, because Jack, our intern, is very, like, he's a great guy, hesitant, very thoughtful. And we said, Jack, what would you be your campaign slogan? And first of all, he didn't want to give up his last name. He wasn't sure what year it was. And he doesn't know, he didn't know if it was a text or a tweet. So, Jack.
Let's
give
have
it to us. Get and strong. Go ahead. What's your slogan?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize for my earlier kerfuffle.
Okay, Jack, sell it now.
Olmstead 2019. I've got it all mapped out there, girlfriend.
Nice!
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Well, kale is trending, and not for the reason that kale would like to be trending.
Now what?
Who's kale?
If you're not a fan of kale, you might pick this story. Because the Canadian Food Inspection Agency has issued a food recall warning of Eat Smart's sweet kale vegetable bagged salad. And this is due to a possible listeria contamination. Mm. Now, this is a really popular bagged salad. Like, this stuff flies off the shelves. I've seen a lot of my friends' fridges. It's the kale, kind of like other greens like Brussels sprouts, pumpkin seed, dried cranberry salad with the poppy seed dressing. So if you've got it in your fridge, you want to look out for the best before date listed as July 17th. And don't eat it. And this recall applies to Ontario, pretty well Ontario heading east. And this is, they're saying it's, you know, it's all listeria. So if you've had stomach issues or fever or muscle aches and you ate that salad, that could be why. But right now, there are no reported illnesses associated with the product so far. But pull it out of your fridge if you have it. I think this one's been recalled before.
You don't make friends with salad.
Well, I know bagged salad sometimes gets, you know, has been recalled, but I don't know what brand it was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think this one has before. Okay. Bagged salad sometimes has an off taste to me, and that's just a random aside. So as a general rule, I tend not to do it. And now I feel vindicated in my beliefs.
That's a little editorial on
it
that.
It was.
Recall.
Beyonce also trending. She surprised people at the live action, the premiere of the live action Lion King, or I should say kind of like the photorealistic Lion King remake that's coming up. It's going to be in theaters on July 18th by releasing a surprise track called Spirit.
In the circle.
Does that remind you of it?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, there you go. Well, she, of course, voices Nala in the movie. The song appears on the movie soundtrack, but she has also created a companion album to the movie soundtrack called Lion King, The Gift. That's going to hit stores on July 12th. So, yeah, it's kind
of
So
they're kind of inspired by the movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm really, really excited about this. We had a chance to chat with Billy Eichner, who voices Timon in the movie, and it's just the voicing cast, is they've nailed it on this one.
I was invited to the screening tonight, and I had to turn it down.
It's a school night.
Marilyn,
I can't,
Hakuna Matata.
I know. I thought, well, I can't do it, but I'm so looking forward to seeing this movie.
I'm really, really excited for it, too.
Yeah.
And lastly, with some sad news out of Hollywood, actor Rip Torn, best known for his roles in Men in Black and the Larry Sanders Show, Dodgeball, and many more, is trending because he has passed away at the age of 88. There's no cause of death that's been given, but you see some of the biggest names in comedy, some of the biggest names in Hollywood have tributes pouring out to him on Twitter, like Alec Baldwin and Will Smith, who worked with him in Men in Black, and Seth Rogen, all kind of sharing their best moments. He was a very funny guy.
Very, when you saw him come on the screen, that you knew you're going to get something.
Yeah.
That was going to be either funny or weird or whatever, but he was so, I always loved him so
much. He's great. So he's going to be missed.
And we welcome back to the Chum Studios, Tyrone from Eat Talk. What's happening this morning?
All right. So we talked about this a bit yesterday on the show, but we want to revisit it because Ariana Grande talks about her her last year growing up, her grief in the new in the August issue of Vogue. It's a cover story.
Right.
We'll start with the pictures. The pictures are amazing.
She looks absolutely so awesome on the cover.
Yeah.
She does. She looks amazing. And there's also a photo there with her, her mother, and a grandmother, which
I think is
it's one of those photos, like, now that I'm, you know, in my late 30s, I'm saying to myself, I wish I had a photo of those generations where we put the effort in and everybody looked so good. So as I was going through it, I was like, oh, wish I had that. Anyways, but moving on. Something that really stood out to me yesterday was a quote that was taken from the interview and sort of made news headlines yesterday. I just want to revisit it quickly. It's her referring to her relationship, her engagement with Pete Davidson as a distraction.
A distraction from all the events of what happened the year before.
Right, where she you know, broke up with Mac, decided to move to New York. Her friend said, come on, we'll have a fun summer. And she said, you know, it was just a bit of a blur. Actually, no, she actually used that as a blur. And I just thought to myself, man, If I was, I don't care how quickly it evolved, but like, or developed, if I was dating someone, engaged to them, loved them, and they referred to my, that time, in vogue, as a distraction?
Distraction.
That'd be very sad.
It's a little cold.
That'd be hurtful. I'd be hurt.
Ooh.
That's an Alberta Clipper is what that is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Doesn't it make you wonder a little bit about the status of the two of them, right? Like, yeah. I feel like she's only, you wouldn't be saying this about an ex that you were on good terms with.
No, yeah, I don't, right. There's nothing to wonder there. Yeah, this is very clear. I think, he wasn't in good standings when they broke up. There was, you know, there was like almost a bit of a suicide watch for him.
Yes.
You know, he was saying some pretty dark things about, you know, just how he was feeling at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know if she needed to take the jab. Like, I mean, listen, someone like Ariana Grande is articulate enough to choose softer words.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
one
of my life lessons that I've learned in 2019 is that, listen, we all go through it. We all get thrown, you know, things at us. And it's so easy to be hardened by those experiences. It's much more difficult, takes much more strength, it takes much more commitment to being the better version of yourself to remain soft. So when I see a shot like this, I'm just like, ooh, I don't like it.
No, I know. He's not going to be happy with that either.
She said, I loved him and I didn't know him. And I feel like that was the truth, you know, that she loved him, but they didn't know each other well enough to be together for the rest of their lives.
But she also said it was frivolous and fun and insane and highly unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know him.
Well, there you go. That's young love.
Look, maybe it's honest. Yeah. Maybe I'm being too sensitive. But
I think because you're talking as a person in their late 30s about two children in their 20s.
Trey.
And, trying to, not using the words properly. We have to wrap this puppy up, and we want to say E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. And I don't know what you're going to be wearing, but you always look sharp.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.